From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, deadly shootings in Copenhagen. Danish police say a man they shot dead early today was likely behind the two shooting attacks Saturday in Copenhagen that killed two civilians and wounded five police officers. Officials say no evidence suggested other gunmen were involved. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt.
We take this situation extremely seriously. We are in a high alarm all over the country, and our main priority at this stage is to catch the perpetrators and make sure that we find them as soon as possible.
Swedish cartoonist Lars Vilks, known for provocative drawings, including a 2007 cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, was where one of the shootings happened. He was not harmed. A Ukrainian official has reported ceasefire violations in the early hours today, shortly after a truce went into effect to end intense fighting in the country's east between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko ordered his forces to comply with a ceasefire agreement in Minsk last week.
We strongly demand that all points of the Minsk Protocol, Minsk Memorandum, and Minsk Agreement were immediately fulfilled.
Ceasefire agreement was reached in a marathon set of talks among France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia, Russian-backed separatists in Ukraine, and the OSCE. Ukraine and a host of Western governments accused Moscow of stoking the rebellion in Ukraine's Russian-speaking east. This is VOA News. The governor of Nigeria's Gombe State has imposed a 24-hour curfew in response to a Boko Haram attack that sparked raging gunfire on Saturday. There's no word of casualties. Some reports are indicating the siege is over and that the gunmen have fled with the bodies of their dead and wounded. Reports from the area say the militants circulated a letter warning residents not to come out for the upcoming general elections, which were scheduled for Saturday but have been postponed for 6 weeks because of security concerns. In Saturday's letter, the militants promised to attack all polling centers during the election. It called on Muslim residents to stay home for their own safety. On Friday, Boko Haram, for the first time, carried out an attack in Chad, part of a widening insurgency that has now drawn in four countries. Sierra Leone imposed a quarantine in a fishing district of the capital city, Freetown, after at least five new Ebola cases were confirmed. At least some of the new cases included fishermen who had gone out in a boat but returned complaining of stomach pains and were sent to a hospital for tests. Sierra Leone has recently nearly 11,000 confirmed probable and suspected Ebola cases during this outbreak. Despite a drop in cases, transmission in Sierra Leone remains widespread, with 76 new cases confirmed in the previous week. World Health Organization mission is going to Saudi Arabia in the coming week at the request of the government to take preventive measures for a possible upsurge of Middle East respiratory syndrome, often called MERS coronavirus, when it comes around in the spring. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The last large MERS corona outbreak was in May and June of last year. The World Health Organization reports new cases of the disease now are being reported on an almost daily basis. WHO Manager of Food Safety, Peter Ben Mbarek, says people mainly get the virus through contact with camels or through close contact with people who have the disease, but he tells VOA little is known about what causes the disease in camels or why it is centered in this region.
It might be a combination of a mix of climatic conditions, traditions, ways of interacting with camels.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A day after the U.S. announced it was loosening restrictions on Cuban imports, two U.S. senators began a four-day trade mission to the island. U.S. announced Friday it was allowing small, private Cuban businesses to sell goods and services to the U.S., except for food and agricultural products, alcohol, tobacco products, and some textiles. President Obama announced last year that he and Cuban President Raul Castro were working together to normalize relations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.